आजानुलान्वित भुजो कनकावदातो संकीर्तनैका पितरो कमलायताक्षो विश्वाम्बरो इव द्विजबरो युगधर्म पालो वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरो करुणावतारो आनन्दलीला माया विग्रहाय हे माव दिव्यच्छवि सुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते निन्दन्ताम्बुलकौत्करेण विकसाम् निपाप्रसूनश्चरीम् प्रोद्विकृत्य भुजद्वयम् हरिहरि इत्युच्चैव दन्तं मुहुः नृत्यन्तं द्रुतमस्तु निर्जरचये सिञ्चन्तम् उर्वीतलाम् गायन्तं निजपरसदाय परिवृतं श्रीगौरचन्द्रं नमः So today's the disappearance day. Vrindavan Das Thakur, and recently disappearance day of Srila Abhiram Thakur and Srila Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. All devotees within the Sakya Rasa Guru Maharaj said that Babaji Maharaj expressed that as his preference. But Madhura Rasa, Adi Rasa, Mukhya Rasa is the original, the principle. Guru Maharaj said all the other rasas are clients or satellites of that. So we should not think of them independently or as not part of this organic whole. Everything is necessary, and we should not put any limitations upon the angle of vision or what is appreciated by the Lord's devotees, whatever their particular position is. By analysis, Srila Rupa Goswami can tell us Madhura Rasa is the supreme, inclusive of the sentiments of all the others, and then with something added. But Jarje Rase Hoise Sarvotam in the Ramananda Samvad, it's mentioned there, whatever one is tasting, they will think, there's nothing better than this. There is no superior taste to this. Because they're dealing with Rasaraj Krishna, Akhila Rasamrita Murti Krishna. He's reciprocating the sort of love and affection, devotion that is awakened in their hearts. But tatastavichar, by an impartial analysis, Madhura Rasa can be understood to be all inclusive of all the others. But still, we find in the Gaudiya tradition revering Vrindavan Das Thakur as the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela. Sometimes Srila Guru Maharaj would mention that He is as Narayani Nandan, the son of Narayani. We hear when Narayani Devi was a little girl, she got some of the remnants from Mahaprabhu. He was very pleased with her. He had asked her to sing with Krishna Prem, which she complied, and he gave some prasadam to her. And in time, she became the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So he's sometimes known as Narayani Nandan, and one of the last disciples of Nityananda Prabhu. But he lamented that, oh, Mahaprabhu was here, Advaita Gadadhar, all these great personalities, and I came, you know, it was just a few years ago, and I came at this particular time. Sometimes that sort of sentiment would be vented from him. Yet still, he is the medium for one thing, Prabhu. You're the only person here right now that's a little distracting for this evening. So, still, he's the medium for the expression of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is the author of the Chaitanya Bhagwat, which was originally called the Chaitanya Mangal. And due to another book coming by that name later, this his book became known as Chaitanya Bhagwat. And when we read there, we find that in the beginning of the book, you could think that this is going to be a book about Nityananda Prabhu. There's so much emphasis on the glories of Nityananda, right? Why that is necessary in a book that is ostensibly about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Foundation, for it to be something meaningful and substantial, the foundation has to be built upon the grace of the Kripa Avatar, Nityananda. Prema Mata Nityananda Kripa Avatar. As Kaviraj Goswami will also say in the beginning of his work, Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. So, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, the emphasis is upon the Adi Lila, or the early pastimes of Mahaprabhu, from his birth up to his taking sannyas. And we were discussing this earlier in the day. As Vrindavan Das Thakur will say, other vyas will come in the future to express more. And when we're reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, and up to the sannyas of Mahaprabhu, and then shortly thereafter in Puri, the last pastime recorded is the where Jagannath and Balabhadra are slapping the face of Pundarik Vidyanidhi in sleep for his having chastised the Pandas for offering starch cloth to the deities. So, I mean, it has elements of humor, and it, I mean, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Prema Nidhi, that he is too concerned about the rules and the regulations. It's mildly humorous, yet he's playing that part. And the book appears to just abruptly stop there, as if to underscore this point to the readers that there's more to come, much more to come will be expressed. This is how far I've gone. He even himself uses the example, he says, of birds flying in infinite sky, according to the capacity, they're flying in an infinite sky. Kaviraj Goswami also, the at times almost apologetic for his descriptions of the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, saying, they're, and Vrindavana is saying the same thing, they're like, they have the depth of 10 million oceans. So what I'm representing what I can, but it's almost an apparat compared to what it was. They're saying that humbly. It's all coming through there, but that's their feeling. And they'll say, you know, if Ananta Shesh cannot exhaust the glories of the Lord, and remember, Ananta Shesh, Nityananda, Vrindavan Das, connection with Nityananda, saying, then what can a soul like myself do? But by the grace of Nityananda, these things are being expressed. Krishna is also, by the grace of Nityananda, I've been given entrance in the Vrindavan, and the sanction, the blessings to which will ultimately be expressed and realized and realized in expressing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that were not described in detail by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Kaviraj Goswami is always extra cautious and careful about maintaining the prestige of Vrindavan Das Thakur as the Vyasa of Chaitanya Leela, saying, but fearing that his book would become voluminous or some particular pastime wasn't described, and so I'm mentioning that. But that's also his humility, because we know the interior aspect of the descent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, is expressed in the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is inconceivable. This book, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that's the biography of Mahaprabhu. And there are some other works, but this is the principal biography. And all the devotees relish hearing that. And this is what they know and understand, and it's all real and substantial. This is how wonderful Krishna consciousness is and how dynamic. So they're lost and, you know, drowning in the ocean of the rasa that's contained in that book. And we're told Haridas Pandit and Vrindavan, when he gives these recitations of Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Mahabhagavat devotees assembled there are compared to stars in the sky, and he's compared to the moon in the sky, and his Gaurakatha like rivers of nectar descending from the moon. Right? And it's that very, very Haridas Pandit who gives his blessings and sanction for Kaviraj Goswami to describe these other pastimes. So it's very significant, the method of approach of Krishnadas. But that said, there are parts of Chaitanya Bhagavat that are lay the groundwork for what is later expressed, the ecstatic emotional interior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For example, in the Chaitanya Charitamritam, there'll be a sloka, it's giving a summary of different pastimes, and it'll make a reference. At the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, Mahaprabhu entered Devi Bhav. That's it. This at the house, there was a pastime at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, he entered Devi Bhav. Meaning he took on the mood, heart of the goddess. What is the goddess? Adya Shakti, the original source of all goddesses. One line. Why? Because that's described in detail by Vrindavan Das Thakur, the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So see how Kaviraj Goswami is saying, it's so beautifully described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'll just mention that it's almost an indication from him, like, read that. I'm going to mention here, in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, the Lord dance Devi Bhav. Now go to the Chaitanya Bhagavat and read that. And then we will find there that one day the Lord, feeling a particular way, he told Chandrasekhar Acharya or Srivas Thakur and Budhi Mantakan too, that he had this inspiration to dance as Rukmini, to take on the position of Rukmini and told, get all the gowns and the paraphernalia, and today I will, you know, dance as the Adya Shakti, as Rukmini. And this is astonishing to the assembled devotees. We always say all glories to the assembled devotees. Particularly Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur. And the Lord says, but this is going to be so extraordinary, like a divine performance, you know, in a theatrical setting with an audience. He's saying, but so it's so intimate. And in a sense, you say, likely to be misunderstood or misconstrued, that the audience members have to be qualified to view this. And that qualification means their senses must be under control. Jitendriya. But see the Bhagavatam, Vikriditam, Vrajavadu, Idam, Javishnu, Vrajavadu, Viridam, Javishnu, Shradhan, Vito, Anushanaya, Dattavarnaya, Bhakti, Param, Bhagavati, Pratilabdhikamam, Ridroga, Mashu, Appa, Hinoti, Achirena, Dira. After Sukadev described the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Braja Gopis, and the audience members were astonished to the point of, you could say, disbelief, and this caution is given, Mahadev drinking the ocean of poison connected to the Kheersagar pastimes, churning of the milk ocean by the devas and the asuras, he can digest the, the part that is to be cast away. Yes, but not a good one. So that verse comes to be saying, so to hear these pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Braja Gopis, Shradhanvato Anushanaya, not only faith and hear from the proper source, but Dira, your senses have to be completely under control. Right? There can be no, if this is pure asceticism, like Joyce, Portrait of a Young Artist, there can't be any mundane response to that. Right? So it's either not that, if it produces that response, or you're not qualified. Right? Dira, which is Shiva is described as Dira. So Nehemiah Pandit is telling him, so anyone who will attend, he's very excited about this, get everything together, set up that this will be fantastic. Oh, but it's so confidential. The audience members all must be jitendriya. Their senses must be under control. All right, so Advaita, what? And Advaita's like, oh. And Srivas Thakur, what? He goes, I won't be able to attend. Srivas, me too. And he's saying, why? He's saying, my senses are not under control. His Sadashiva, he's Mahavishnu. Srivas Thakur is Nard Muni. They're saying they're not qualified. What should our position be? Why is it that so easily we think we're qualified? Mahavishnu Sadashiva, I'm not qualified for this. Srivastava, I'm Narad Muni, I'm not qualified. And Nimai Pandit saying, oh, okay. he said, if the two of you can't attend, there's not going to be an audience. Who can go? If the two of you can't be, Mahavishnu, Sadashiva, Narad Muni, like, and there's no one. And he said, all right, then I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a special benediction, one time only, special benediction for the duration of the performance, your senses will be under control. So you won't, there will be no mundane reaction from you, and you won't misread or misconceive what is before you. And they're very happy. And Advaita said, which part do I get to play? And what will I wear? And Mahaprabhu tells him, everything comes from you. You can wear whatever you want. And we're told Advaitacharya starts dancing and playing. He's floating on waves of ecstasy, just thinking about it. You can be whatever you want. I mean, again, it's, if you take it from Mahavishnu to Garbhakshay Vishnu, Kiridakshay Vishnu, and all these different avatars, when you can be whatever you want. You can play whatever part you want. So everything is arranged, and then the audience assembles. And I told Haridas Thakur, his role is that of a constable with a handlebar mustache. He's coming out and he's telling everyone, all right, wake up, everybody. He's saying, today on this stage, Krishna Prem will be liberally distributed. So be alert to that. And we're told he's twirling his mustache, and his job is to keep everyone awake, alert, rapt attention. Before Guru Maharaj told me something once, he announced it. He told me, he said, what I'm about to tell you, you hear with rapt attention, your full attention. And then he spoke some particular things. It was a conceptual transfer. So and then Srivas Thakur, he plays the part of Narada, and he comes upon the scene. And he said, I just came from Vaikuntha, and there's no one there. He said, all the houses were empty. And then I understood that Gaur Narayan, he'd left Vaikuntha and descended here. Now he's Gaur Narayan. And this interesting side point, from the perspective of Vrindavan Das Thakur, Gaur Narayan, we would say Kaviraj Goswami, Gaur Krishna. But so you see, and so seeing Vaikuntha had emptied, and he's descended here. Then I came here. And we're told, remember, he is Narad Muni. So when he dresses like Narad Muni and he has the bina and he's singing the song, it's perfect. And seeing that, Mother Sachi turns to his wife, Malini, and she says, "Is that Pandit?" She said, "Yes." He's like, "He looks just like Narada." And that makes her ecstatic. And she faints. Then all the devotees have to revive Sachi Mata. So there's a lot of drama at this drama. Then so everyone's waiting for when the Lord will appear. And then the scene opens and you see the goddess Rukmini, beyond goddess Rukmini. Not Nimai Pandit dressed, no. You see Rukmini lying, she's sitting on the ground and feeling very Krishna Biraha separation. And everyone is astonished because they can't see any traces of Nimai Pandit. He's fully embraced this position. Although Srila Saraswati Thakur reminds the readers later, he's saying, those who say he became a gopi, or that is wrong. He always has his particular position. So we say, as in Charitamritam, Radha Bhava Duti Subalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, Anta Krishna Bahir Gauram Darshitang Garibai Bhavam, internally Krishna, Gaur enveloped. So Krishna enveloped. So he's saying, because this would present certain ontological dilemma and offense by thinking like this. He's always the supreme, original, energetic Shaktiman. But this is his leela, his pastimes, and he's taking the position of a devotee. That point is to be underscored. We are saying Shakti, but devotee. Right? Rukmini is a great devotee. But it's so perfect that even his own mother can't recognize him. And neither can anyone else. They're just astonished by what they see. And Rukmini, she's crying. And her tears are falling on the ground. And we're told she's using the earth as paper, the tears as ink, and her finger as a pen, and begins writing these slokas, inviting Krishna to kidnap her, that begin with the verse, Srutva gunan bhuvana sundara srinvatam te nirvisha karna vivarai haratonga tapam rupam drisham drishimatam akilartalabam twayachuta vishati twayachuta vishati chitra apatrapam me. He says, Srutva gunan, hearing about you through the medium of hearing, through sound, nama, rupa, guna, lila. By hearing about you, I can understand your bhuvana sundar. You could translate that as the most beautiful thing in the world, but that wouldn't suffice. Because it's beyond the beauty of this world. But as a matter of speaking, Bhuvana Sundar is the most beautiful thing in the world. I understood this by hearing about Krishna. The beauty of Krishna is revealed in your heart. Srutva gunam Bhuvana Sundar Srinvatamte. But she says, and now I understand why there's hearing. why there's an auditory sense. This is what it's for, hearing about you. We want to hear the most wonderful thing. We want to hear the most wonderful sounds. Right? We're automatically attracted to sweet sounds and beautiful descriptions. But she's saying, no, really, that those sweet sounds, the beautiful descriptions, it's you. Now it all makes sense why there's hearing, right? Why there's an auditory sense. What to speak of? Anavritiya Shabdat. Nam San Kirtan Kalo Paramo Upai. And, Nikhila Shruti Moli Ratnamala. The sound of Krishna's flute, the sound of Krishna's name. Sound is for hearing about Krishna. Or hearing the flute song of Krishna, the sweet voice of Krishna, or the sweet descriptions from his devotees about Krishna. Right? And to hear their directions. Shabda Brahma, spiritual sound. Nirvishakarna Vivarai Horatonga Tapam. And top, like we were talking about top, Tapitroy, the threefold miseries, Adhyatmik, Adibhautik, Adidevik. He's saying, hearing about you, finish with that. Yadanucharita Lila Karna Pirsha Biprut, Sakrida Dandva Viduta Dandva Dharma Vinashta. Anurani is saying, your life is ruined, meaning your material life. And Dharma Vinashta, the like Arjapatam Chihitva. Even that is transcended. Right. The so-called Arjapat, the path of the Aryans. The gopis cross over that. The hearing about Krishna takes one beyond Veda. Right. The Vedas themselves, later when they participate in the pastimes of Krishna, they're saying, what have we done? We didn't know such sweetness was possible. We didn't express that. Only indirectly. Rupam drisham drishimatam akilarta labam. So hearing about you, then rupa, the form of Krishna, appears from the substantial description. He's saying, and now akilarta, I've got everything. Right? Yam labdva chapram labham manyate nadikam tataha. In the Gita. It's not just talking about some sort of abstract samadhi. When you come in connection with Krishna, you realize you've got everything. Right? And actually, that is something beginning, middle, and end of Krishna consciousness. Only the everything aspect increases on account of being infinite and dynamic. But the sense that I've got everything there, beginning, middle, and end. Twayachuta, vishati chitra apatra pame. So, Krishna, I'm told that normally when there's a kidnapping, the letter comes from the kidnappers and they say, if you ever want to see so-and-so again, here, Rukmini, she's writing the kidnapping letter, but saying, kidnap me. We're inescapably surrounded by karmic circumstances. And it's legitimate. It's not illegitimate. It's legitimate, karmically speaking. And the demand, that the time for payment has come. He's saying, the devotee will pray to her, kidnap me. My only hope of escape is if you kidnap me. On my own, it's inescapable. I'm surrounded by something I created, I generated. So only by surrender to you, Atma Samarpan, Gotitve Bharan. So anyway, those five prayers he's writing and expressing, and all the devotees are crying. They're all drowning in Krishna prema. And this goes on for around 3 hours. It's in the evening. Then Nityananda comes as Yogamaya, which Guru Maharaj said he always had a feeling that Nityananda and Yogamaya had a close connection, because as I said, they're casting and scripting Krishna Lila, Gaura Lila. Nityananda in the company of another. Oh, before that, actually, Gadadhar comes with another devotee as they're as Brajagopis, and they're being questioned by some others, like, oh, where are you ladies going? Where are your husband? You know, and they're just, oh, they're all women should be seen as mother. Why are you pressing them on these things? Remember, all the devotees are in the audience watching this, drowning in Krishna prema. And then Gadadhar Pandit, as Rama, the goddess of fortune, begins to sing and dance and cry. And we're told the tears from Gadadhar's eyes are just, the earth is ecstatic to receive them, considers herself so fortunate to be the receptacle for the tears streaming from the eyes of Gadadhar Pandit as Rama. Then Nityananda as Yogamaya, an elderly Brajagopi like Purnamasi, in the company of another, you know, like holding the hand. And Nityananda, Nimai Pandit reappears, but this time as Rukmini, Adyashakti, all goddesses from the highest, in the internal world and even within this world. It's showing every aspect of every goddess. Nityananda faints in ecstasy and has to be revived by the devotees. And then they see now that they don't know what they are saying. Some are saying, is that Mahamaya or Yoga? Is it? Oh, look. And she begins dancing and then saying, oh, it's Lakshmi Devi. She's risen from the ocean of milk. No, it's Revati, the wife of Balaram, after drinking some intoxication, because of some, the dancing becomes staggering and stumbling, and they're seeing every goddess, every aspect. Is it not Sri Radha? You know, they're seeing everyone. And it's described as Adya Shakti, meaning the original. And it's very interesting what Saraswati Thakur explains. He says that if you disrespect the gods and goddesses, it makes Krishna unhappy. He wants you to see them as part of his group, his devotees. They've been given a particular assignment. So interesting, in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam of Sanatana Goswami, in one section of his commentary, he's talking about the 10 offenses. We know the second offense is to equate the devatas to Krishna. Right? But then it says Hari Namni, Shiva, Nikalpana, you know. But Sanatana Goswami there says, but it's also offensive to not revere them. So for the longest time, we've thought in a particular way. We've been very dismissive of them. And we learned from Srila Govinda Maharaj, from Srila Guru, he had this very loving, affectionate heart towards even Mahakali. We don't take Mahadev Shiva as a, you know, he's Shiva Tattva, a special position, but Shiva and, you know, many others, that he, there was no malice within him towards any devata, devi or deva. And that's consistent with what Sanatana Goswami explains in Bhagavatamrita on the 10 offenses, second offense. And here, with this pastime of Nimai Pandit, he, so, and it says he's showing, what does it say? Like, Maha Koti Ishwari, like tens and millions of goddesses from all the universes. He's showing every aspect imaginable. And what Saraswati Thakur will explain is he'll say, herein lies the difference. When you approach them for your own lower purpose, then it's mundane. That's what is being condemned. But we see the Braja Gopis, they approach Katyayani, right? Who's, you know, Devi means, you know, Shakti, that aspect. But we're told they all have a representation in the spiritual world without any undesirable aspect. So the Braja Gopis, when they approach Katyayani, it is to get Krishna as their husband. So he's saying, when you, and he gives an example, he's saying, when you are as a child, your mother is taking care of you, and you just feel that that's the way it's supposed to be, and you're taking advantage of that. He's saying, never realizing, you're taking service from her. He's saying, and then as you age, when you should get to the point of understanding, oh, she was selflessly serving my every whim, I owe her something, he said. Rather, at that point, you start thinking of yourself as a master. So he's talking about the plight of the jiva at the same time. Because what will be shown here is Krishna, as he says in Gita, pitaham asya jagato, Mata Data Pitamaha. I always wondered about this. You know, he's saying, Pitaha, I'm the father, the grandfather, the, you know, like, but he says also, Pitaham Asya Jagato, Mata Data Pita, I'm also mother. And he's like, well, how do I understand that? He's showing that here. And he's saying, so this whole world and the gods are going to arrange for you to, fulfill your every whim, and when and as you grow and evolve, what is the position you want, master? Shiva, to be master of Maya. Shiva is the master of Maya. Shiva wannabes. He's saying, when really he said, you should get to the point of saying, like, after all she did for me, like anyone has a mother should know this, you know. You think, oh, I want to do something nice for my mother. She selflessly served my every whim. And now I've reached a state of maturity where I realize I should serve her. So I think, not for my lower purpose. So these gods, goddesses, the mature devotee, if he understands, they can, I can serve them in the sense of them taking me in connection with Krishna. So he's giving a completely different way of viewing this. So here, he's showing that really all these gods, goddesses, that They come from Rukmini, by extension, ultimately, Radharani. They're either directly from her, like in the spiritual world, the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, the Mahishigan queens of Dwarka, or the Braja Gopis, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis, Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabi, Goloka Eva Navisatya Kilamabhuto, Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Just the way Krishna is, she is also expounding. But here, remember, he's taken the position of a devotee and feminine in that sense, like Shakti. So he's showing they all come from me and should be revered as such. If you will think of them as my devotees, then you can get that sort of benefit in connection with them. This shouldn't mislead anyone, but it's for to properly understand these things. So all the in the audience, according to their relationship, they're seeing as Radharani or Lakshmi Devi, Narayani, and it's mentioned also as a footnote, the consorts of Narayani, they're all the wives of Mahaprabhu's devotees in his pastimes. So at one point he starts laughing like Ma Kali. Shows Ma Kali and he's laughing wildly and hideously. So they're seeing that. Then Narayani, Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, everything imaginable. And some mention of Radharani as well. So there, again, for that to be fully expressed, that will come later in the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. But here, this sort of thing. So the hours have gone on now, and the devotees drowning in Krishna prema or in utter astonishment, and then they notice that the sun has risen. In other words, the night is ending. And we're told their happiness, unhappiness, is so intense that when they looked at the sun, it's saying, if the sun was not protected by Krishna, the unhappiness of their glance was intense, so intense as to turn the sun into ashes, but for the protection of Krishna. And now, realizing this night has come to an end, they're all starting to anticipate and experience separation. And they're looking at the Lord. He's still in the position of the Adya Shakti. Right? And the Gita Sloka is invoked. Pitaham asya jagato mata data pitamaha. He allows them to see him as mother. He's in the female form. So they're seeing like mother, child looking for mother and mother giving affection. And they can't bear that this separation is going to take place. And they want to be nourished by their mother. So we told, oh, and he had taken, prior to this, the deity of Gopinath onto his lap. And told the devotees, offer some prayers. And they're saying, you are the, you know, the original goddess, you're Mahamaya, Yogamaya, Mahalakshmi. They're saying all these incredible prayers, praising his various Shaktis. And he's very happy to hear that. And then when this separation comes, the night is ended, he allows them all to experience the affection of a child for its mother. And then he takes all the devotees one by one on his lap and they suck breast milk and they're all pacified and happy. And then the night, the pastime closes, it ends, and we're told the house, it took place and Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. And it appeared as though the sun, the moon, and lightning were all simultaneously within the house. So it was glowing like that in the aftermath of this divine pastime for 7 days. And when people would come, they go, why? You can't even look at Chandrasekhar's house. Why is that? Well, it's like glowing. The sun, the moon, and lightning simultaneously. So then Vrindavan Das Thakur, he'll say, you know, some people, in response to Nityananda's fainting, some people might think he's a great yogi, or he's this or that, or, you know, so many things. They can think whatever they want. He said, as far as I'm concerned, if he was even just an insignificant devotee of Mahaprabhu, as opposed to the greatest one, he said, still, he's totally captured me, heart and soul. So for you who think even remotely something negative about Nityananda Prabhu, I want to kick your teeth in. I'm going to kick you in the head. So you're reading all these things, you know, and then you go, and then the author says, and by the way, if you have even the remotest disparaging thought towards Nityananda, I'm going to kick your head in. Thank you very much. So Saraswati Thakur, you know, dear readers, Saraswati Thakur says, and for those fools who disparage Vrindavan Das Thakur for making these remarks, he said, they don't understand, like, the blessings that come from coming in connection with a Vaishnava. And Guru Maharaj put it this way, he said, in this way, for those, because if you do not appreciate Nityananda, you are utterly lost. There is no hope for you. So for the hopeless, he said, Vrindavan Das Thakur, with his kick, he's created a new channel for the Lord's mercy. And he's like the child. You know, you have the parents there, and sometimes the child, like, kicks somebody and then runs and hides behind the mother and father again. And, you know, they go, well, he's normally doesn't do that. He's very nice. You know, and what is the algorithm? The child kicked that person. Now the parents have to, like, rub their leg and offer themselves in compensation for the kick of the child. Saraswati Thakur is saying, that's the position of Vrindavan Das Thakur. For those fools who dare think ill of Nityananda, which means utter ruination spiritually, then by his kick, Gaur and Nityananda will have to come and compensate by giving themselves to that person. How merciful is Vrindavan Das Thakur? But it's around that part that he says, but only devotees will understand these things. So anyway, it's a line in Charitamritam. And then the Lord danced Devi Bhav in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya. And then this sort of thing is described there in the Chaitanya Bhagavad of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And the other Sakya Rasa devotee, means Dvadasha Gopal, the associates of Nityananda, Abhiram Thakur, who is Sridham in Krishna Leela. And we're told he, when he first met Nityananda, Guru Maharaj says it's like they're playing hide and seek, because the forms are so, it's very beautiful. Just back to the Adyashakti, when they're offering the prayer, they're saying, as Mahamaya, you make everyone forgetful of their actual connection with the Lord. As Yogamaya, you make them forget his Aishwarya aspect so that they can have these sort of intimate, loving relationships. So when they appear here, part of the play is discovering one another by devotional qualities and characteristics. The form will not resemble that form of before. So it's a sort of delightful, joyful discovery. So, and this is when Mahaprabhu and Nityananda meet. But here, Abhiram Thakur, Nityananda Nishwarin. Is this Balaram from, you know, Goloka? And he's thinking, I am the fastest cowherd boy in Vrindavan. And the only person who can catch me is Balaram. And he can do it in 2.5 steps. So to test Nityananda, he starts running. And in 2.5 steps, he's in the embrace of Nityananda Prabhu. And he's crying, really, this is my Lord, you've come. And the followers of Nityananda, like Nityananda, the Avadhut, they're eccentric. Told he has a flute, it's a tree, 16-knot tree, that will take 64 men to lift. He plays with it like a flute. He can twirl it, blow it, you know. And that he has a whip named Jai Mangal, because it's Chinmoy whip, that if he whips somebody, they get Krishna Prem. And who did he whip? But Srinivas Acharya, who came to visit him, like, and his wife said, Prabhu, I don't think he can take so much Prem. And he, with Srinivas Acharya, did the, it's a rope, it's a snake, it's a snake, it's a rope, to test his faith. Right? The example we hear. Hare Krishna. And lastly, Krishna's Babaji Maharaj, dear friend, associate of Srila Guru Maharaj's disciple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, whose mouth was in perpetual motion, vibrating the holy name of the Lord. When I think he popularized Guru Maharaj's Prema Dhamma Stotram, Pranamami Shada Prabhupada Padam, throughout Gaudiya Math. And when I first heard a verse from Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, it was Babaji Maharaj saying, you know, what was that? Krishna, and of course, you know, what else, you know, Krishna, 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 Krishna Nama Kirtana, Nama, one of the, Dana, Nishtana, Yatra Tatra, Krishna Nama, Dana Loka Nishtana, Prema Dhamma, Deva Meva, Nomi Gora Sundaram. So, of course, with all the Krishnas. And his favorite verse is like, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatya Ranyata. And Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam, Pranamo Dukha Samanas, Tannamami Harim Param, Harim Param. And when with myself and some other devotees, we had some, I don't know what to call it, like infatuation with Babaji Maharaj. And once I heard he was at the Chaitanya Saraswat Math in Navadvip. And my friend and I, we were in Mayapur at the time. And so we thought, let's go very early, like before Mangal Arati, cross the river and go there. We didn't think that devotees of our rank could see Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj. That was like out of the question. It didn't occur to us that that would even a remote possibility. But we heard Babaji Maharaj was there. A couple times I met him before, and sometimes he's very unpredictable. do kirtan. We're in a room in Mayapur once, and on Ekadashi, we went to sleep with Babaji Maharaj chanting, and when we woke up at 4 o'clock, he was still chanting. And there was one boy at that time who was like very enamored and had this beautiful like Lal Imli chadar and wanted to give it to him, and Babaji Maharaj is refused, you know, he just has the little like kopin and a little bahirvas and uthir and a wrapper of something. And he's not accepting, and then the boy's feelings are becoming hurt. And we can see he's like gonna cry or in tears. And so Sarva Bhavana Prabhu Bengali pleads with Babaji Maharaj to accept it. And then Babaji Maharaj took the chadar and like, he said, all right, I am accepting this. And he touched it to his head and said, but I'm gonna keep it with you. He said, so whenever I come here, you'll have that for me. And so anyway, we went to the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat to see Babaji Maharaj. And he's in the front room where it used to be Haricharan Prabhu was day. And I wanted to make a recording of him saying anything. And he was not pleased. And I was trying to say something like, oh, if we don't record you, then this will be lost. The future generations won't know properly how to do these things, you know. But he wasn't buying any of it. And he was sitting on the bed, and we were on the floor, and I remember he said, important thing is that you chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. So that's what we started doing. And we got our mom, and we started going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. And after a few rounds, he was like lightened up. And he was like, and we were going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And then he softened, and he was very sprightly, and he sprung off the bench and started walking. He said, come, come. And my friend looked and he said, and I said, let's just follow him. Yeah. And we're going like this to a little prasadam area, and then up the stairs, and then we reach the top of the stairs, and I see there's Srila Guru Maharaj sitting in his plantation chair, right there, that picture, wrapped like that, just like that. Put the camera on. Oh, okay. So, from like 30 meters away, we're giving our dandavats. We just drop. And we're almost like crawling towards Guru Maharaj. Because I'm like, I don't believe it was possible. And when we get there, Guru Maharaj is like that in the chair, and then Babaji Maharaj perches on his shoulder. Now we're close to Guru Maharaj, like a meter away to listen to him. And Babaji Maharaj, he just goes like this, he goes, listen! And while Guru Maharaj begins talking, Babaji Maharaj is going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. And one Guru Maharaj said, you are members of the Hare Krishna movement. And this gentleman, he has some fondness for Krishna Nam. He's chanting 24 hours a day. He has some fondness for Krishna Nam. So your connection is natural. And then Guru Maharaj spoke of so many wonderful things. So I think somehow we got Babaji Maharaj's mercy. he did the best thing. Like he thought, what is the best thing I can do for them? Oh, I can take them upstairs and they can hear from Sridhar Maharaj. That'll be my gift to you. I'll take you to the lotus feet. Whatever you think about me or appreciate about me, the best thing I can give you, follow me. And I can't imagine a greater gift than that. So I feel some eternal gratitude, and some of his mantras, I like to chant, as learned from him, these mystical tunes I've never heard anywhere. And I'll just conclude with this, just to praise Babaji Maharaj, that because this happened without invitation, that we were preaching in outside of Delhi, Meerut and Bareilly was one of the two, I forget which one. And we're staying at the house of this Dr. Guha, who's a Gaudiya Math Grihastha. So he has full deities, full puja, the, you know, it's like a, his house, Grihastha Ashram, is like a temple, except it's his house. And he's a fully employed doctor. You know, goes to work all day, comes home at night, that kind of thing. And every night he would come home and I would give a lecture. And so one night, two nights, three nights, and I can't tell if he's appreciating what I'm saying or neutral or not. A tough read, you know. And so he goes, do you know Babaji Maharaj? And I was going to go, yes. And I thought, well, there's so many. Which? Krishna Das. Well, they're all like Krishna Das or Ram Das. And he's like almost getting annoyed. He goes, Gaudiya Math. You know, like, and I said, yes, I do. You know, like, and he said, he won't stay with any Grihastha. He, you know, he stayed 6 months Navadvip Mayapur and, you know, little Puri and 6 months Vrindavan, won't stay in any Grihastha's house. But he stays here. You know, I go, oh. He said, would you like to see his room? You know. And I said, yes. And he said, he was very sick, so he stayed with us. And we gave him a little room upstairs. And we go there in the room, and there's on the room, there's nothing in the room except a wooden bed and one of those angle brackets coming out of the cement, a hook holding a mridanga covered in a cloth. And I just said, oh, can I just like see the mridanga? And yeah, you know, like opened it up. Because he doesn't understand, I'm like a fan, more than a fan. Well, fan comes from fanatic, so I like that. So I open it up and go like, ding, ding, boom, boom, ding, ding. And put it back, you know. And he said, Babaji Maharaj is very sick this year. And remember, this man's a doctor. And he said, so after some time, I examine him. So he said, I put my stethoscope on his heart. And he said, and I could not hear any heartbeat. He said, just this mridanga and this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, you know, that's what he heard through the stethoscope. You can believe or not believe. I believe. He had no reason to tell me these things. Something I said awakened something in him that he decided after 3 days of scrutiny to share this with me. And there are other stories like this about Babaji Maharaj. Some mystical aspect. So he had the love and affection of Srila Guru Maharaj. But this kirtan, as we know, music, it sometimes leads you into other things. And So sometimes he would go to these Sahajiya Kirtan, and Guru Maharaj said, he mixed with them sometimes because of this charm for that, but he never forgot the lotus feet of our Guru Maharaj. But still that was intolerable to Guru Maharaj. So once when he heard at the figure of time, he went to hear these kirtan, he kicked them out of the mat. And then Babaji Maharaj was walking in Mayapur, and one of the Bhandaris there, he said, like from a mat, said, Babaji Maharaj, I thought you're staying with Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. He goes, no, Maharaj ousted me. What? How can Sridhar Maharaj do that? You're such an exalted devotee. He said, well, because I was, you know, going to hear that kirtan. And then he said, the person said, oh, Sridhar Maharaj has done right. He should kick you out for that. So then Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, they're at the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat up in Guru Maharaj. And then they hear coming down the road, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And it's the unmistakable sound of the approach of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. So Gurudev descends to receive. Then he takes him up to Guru Maharaj because he's been ousted. And then Guru Maharaj said, I ousted you from this mat. So why have you returned? And Babaji Maharaj said, it's true, you ousted me. But you didn't say I couldn't come back. And Guru Maharaj said, that is true. So this kind of loving, affectionate dealings amongst the Vaishnavas, that it's not all just one, you know, unidirectional. Many things happen, but their love and affection remains, and their embrace, and Guru Maharaj loved and appreciated Krishna as did Srila Gurudev till the end when he left, and I believe in Nandagram. And Guru Maharaj said that was his preference. He liked that. When all was said and done, the Sakya Rasa sentiment awakened in his heart. That was his heart's reciprocation with Krishna, and celebrated by Guru Maharaj and everyone. Why are we celebrating Abhiram Thakur, Vrindavan? You hear, you can't have a stereotype about what it means, right? Although we know clearly where this line goes and what it's connected to, it's all interconnected and interrelated, right? Just as an example, in the line of Subal, they're messengers from Madhura Rasa, messages from Krishna to Radharani. So they're also involved on a particular level. So when I thought of these last three, Vrindavanas Thakur today, Abhiram Thakur, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, and then, oh, interesting. All have this particular connection, and we celebrate that. We revere that. We want to serve that. How fortunate we are. Hare Krishna. To be able still to hear Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Hare Krishna. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Jasatarasada Sri Srimad Srilabhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srilabhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srilabhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Narayani Nandan, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Tirubha Mahamahutabhatiti Ki Jai. Madhavanandan, Gadadhar Pandit Ki Jai. Srila Abhiram Thakur Ki Jai, Nityananda Parsada Ki Jai. Srila Krishna's Niskinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai.